Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we listen to the greatness of a king in war and peace as depicted in Sangam literary work Puranaanoor 392, penned about the Velir king Pogutti Elini by the poet Avvayar. The verse is situated in the category of Paadaan Thinai or praise and reveals a fascinating fact in the history of agriculture. Madiyer Venkudai Adiyer Koman Kodumpoon Elini Nedungadai Nindru Yan Pasalai Nilavin Panipadu Vidiyal பொருகளிற்று அடி வழி அன்ன என் கை ஒரு கண் மாக்கினை ஒற்றுபு கொடா ஆ உருகெழு மன்னர் ஆரையில் கடந்து நினம்படு குருதி பெறும் பாட்டு ஈரத்து அணங்குடை மரபின் இருங்கலந்தோறும் வெள்வாய் கழுதை புல்லினம் பூட்டி வெள்ளை வரகும் கொள்ளும் வித்தும் வைகள் உழவ வாழிய பெரிது எனச் சென்று யான் நின்றனாக அன்றே ஊர் உன் கேணி பகட்டு இலை பாசி வேர்புரை சிதார் நீக்கி நேர்கரை நுண்ணூல் கலிங்கம் உடி உன் எனத் தேள் கடுப்பு அன்ன நாட்படு தேரல் கோள் மீன் அன்ன புலங்களத்து அழகி ஊன்முறை ஈத்தல் அன்றியும் கோள்முறை விருந்து இறை நல்கியோனே அந்தரத்து அரும்பெறல் அமிழ்தம் அன்ன கரும்பு இவன் தந்தோன் பெரும் பிறங்கடையே. The words of the prolific and peerless female poet Avvayar resound in this verse sung not about her best friend and king Adiyaman, but about Adiyaman's son Pogutti Elini. Here she assumes the voice of a male drummer to convey the essence of this king's generosity effectively. Her words can be translated as follows. With a royal white umbrella akin to the moon, rules the king of Adiyas Elini, the one wearing curvy garlands of gold. Standing at his wide gates as the young moon sheds its misty dew in the morning hours, I beat on the eye of my huge kinai drum, shaped like the footprint of a battle elephant, and sang. Conquering the formidable walls of terrifying kings who had refused to render in that huge battlefield made moist with flowing blood, filled with fatty flesh, you would tie white-mouthed, dull-hued donkeys to a plough and sow white millets and horse gram day after day like a farmer, O Lord, may you live long. As I sang so and stood there, right that moment he appeared and removed my garment torn and stained like the roots of the wide-leafed moss that spreads on the drinking water tanks in the villages and rendered unto me a neatly cut attire made of fine threads. Then saying, eat, he gave me a long fermented distillation of toddy with a scorpion's sting in a golden bowl akin to the planets in the sky. The way he rendered was not merely as per the tradition of giving food to another, but going further, he rendered a feast unto me with perfect hospitality. He is the scion in the line of that great ancestor who, from a place that was beyond, brought that hard to obtain ambrosia called sugar cane. Time to explore the nuances. The poet starts in the voice of a male drummer and talks about the famous rule of Elini by referring to his royal umbrella as the moon. The drummer describes how he stood at the gates of this king and sang about the king's prowess in the battlefield and the way he ploughs it with donkeys, sowing millets and horse gram, something which sounds curious to our ears but could be an age-old tradition of insulting the enemies in the battleground. Immediately after this song, the king seems to have summoned the drummer and then, seeing the stained moss-like garments, gave him fine clothes. After that, toddy of the best possible quality, something that had been fermented for many days to give it the sting of a scorpion, was given to him in a golden bowl that shone like a planet in the sky, says the drummer. He then summarizes how the king did not do these things merely out of tradition, but he could sense the true hospitality in the king's manner of giving. Finally, the poet concludes in the voice of this drummer, saying that this king is one who comes in the great lineage of that famous king who had brought the delicious ambrosia on earth called sugarcane from far beyond to this land. That single line is the highlight of this verse, which otherwise contains the usual descriptions of war and generosity. When I searched about the history of sugarcane, I learned that it came from the Austronesian lands of Papua New Guinea to India around 1000 BCE, and only from here it traveled to regions as far as Greece and Rome. The lines of this verse tells us that it was the ancestor of this king who brought sugarcane from far beyond. This far beyond could be beyond the seas. And behind this one line rests so much history about agriculture, maritime trade and commerce between regions separated by more than 7,000 kilometers 3,000 years ago. Sadly, the rich history of the people in these regions have been swept away in the current of colonialism because of the mistaken branding of these cultures as primitive. Hope such striking words that speak to us will inspire future generations to uncover such unsung glory of the past. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.